B-Pod Studios.
All right, I hope he comes back in here.
We just got news, everybody. We just got news that the podcast is going to be safe.
Right from the rivers of hell.
So we have a small leak on the roof. And it's leaking through into the studio here at Kiss 95.1. And so the people that manage the company sent their maintenance guys, and they were just giving us the update.
Can I say that the maintenance people got over here pretty quickly? I mean, places open up at 9, and they came over right away.
Yeah.
I would think a ceiling tile leak is bad news. Now, remember, because we have two offices. We have, well, let's explain. We have our studio that you're listening to us now, and we do our daily morning show from the main Roy and Lorenz Show studio.
Yeah.
Then we have an office where the interns and where we do meetings, and we have this back office.
Yeah.
Then we have a third office.
Well, that's where we stole all of our equipment. And it's supposed to be in Nicole's office, but she refuses to use it for some odd reason.
Right. It's kind of become like our digital office. Like Roy said, we use a lot of our equipment and our props. We have like this prop, you know,
Doesn't
today's
Trevor
national
edit in there?
What's that?
Doesn't Trevor edit in there?
No. Well, sometimes he'll usually go into our office, not even the other office. But the point is that office door is closed, and like we don't know how long it was, but the ceiling fell through in there with a leak.
I know. We need to start securing that office again because we need to put the equipment back in there and secure it.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, we're at 1521 South Boulevard in the third floor, and that office is like towards the back to the left. It's unlocked. Thousands of dollars in equipment in there.
Nice.
Just saying. Well, welcome back, Loren.
Thank you.
You started the show this morning saying that you felt like maybe you had the flu, but you weren't diagnosed with the flu, but your symptoms you told Google.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Google told you you had the flu.
No, which we did a whole break on that Monday. I told a doctor what my symptoms were.
You see, and I knew that's what you were going to do because you have a doctor friend. And
yeah.
So, AKA, Lorraine never goes to the doctor. She just asks her friend for like, hey, what do you think this is?
I really do. I have an ER doctor friend, and I just call her with symptoms, and she like tells me what I need to do from there.
That's a step up from Google. We talked about Googling your illnesses.
I can't Google illnesses, like ailments, because I think I'm dying of something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why do you think I go to the doctor so much?
So you started off the show, you said you felt like you're at 60%, and I said by 8:45, you're going to feel like you're at 80%, and you did. You said that on the air. Now it's 10:15. Are we back down to 60?
No, I'm still at 80.
Oh, you really? Look like you're tired, though.
I am tired.
Man, you look like
crap. I can't breathe. Thank you. I'm getting short of breath, and I'm literally just sitting here talking to y'all.
Can I take you to the hospital?
You're not around this kind of beauty all the time either.
Oh, so we're taking her breath away.
Yes. Your lungs have fluid, so you're not.
It doesn't sound like you
have pneumonia.
No, I don't think so. I don't have that like croup cough.
Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath.
I have a cough.
Go with this. Go.
But see, it's not
you
like
can't because
it's a dry cough.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know, I shifted in my chair and now I'm out of breath.
I too am short of breath.
Well, my doctor asked me one time, do you have any shortness of breath? And I laughed at him. I'm like, you'd be my size for a day. That's a symptom to everything.
That's funny. Hey, we have some exciting news to share here on the main Roy and Lorenz Show. We just joined TikTok.
Yes, we did. And we have a video at TikTok. If you can follow us right now at the MRL Show on TikTok, and you will see Maney.
I have a dumb old person question. Do TikTok videos go away after a certain amount of time?
No, they are there.
They live there forever. It's not like stories.
TikTok, producer
Nicole
and Roy
have
been on it.
Zero views and zero comments.
Well, we have to do a lot of hashtags.
Oh, although we have followers. We have two followers.
How'd they stumble upon us?
Meanie followed me, and then some person named Girls followed me.
Are you going to get on TikTok, Loren?
I don't know. I downloaded it, but I don't have an account.
Okay. All the celebrities are on it.
I just matched my Facebook account, Maney
Radio.
I'm not
that funny, though. I feel like TikTok is for, like, funny people, and I'm not that funny.
That's true, but so what? Things around you are funny.
But you can watch other people. You can spy.
Your husband's funny. Cash is funny.
Yeah, he drop-kicked my dog. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to live that down.
No. And by the way, just so anyone listening to the podcast, I'm not upset. I'm not upset by that at all.
No, the dog is fine.
I think it's so funny, though. And so, like,
they were, nicely playing, and then all of a sudden, when Cash gets tired, he doesn't know what to do, so he just starts, like, He wants contact, but it's like lazy contact. So kicking is the easiest way to get it.
It's awesome.
Well, that would be a funny TikTok.
I think it'd be hilarious. Somebody drop kicking my dog.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, but I'm not going to like make him recreate that.
No, I know.
That,
we can't recreate
know?
It. It has to be natural.
Yeah.
We could use a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Anyway, TikTok, I'm super excited because I got a lot of dumb shit that I come up with a lot of times during commercials.
Oh, you're actually going to be uploading videos?
Oh, yeah. I'm all in. I already posted one.
Well, the one that we did together?
No, I posted another one.
Really?
Yeah. It's a funny one. It's Amanda. Amanda has Ruby, my 15-month-old. I think she was younger at the time, probably a year old, in her baby Bjorn, and she's dancing to the 1975, and Ruby's arms and legs are kicking.
That's funny.
And it's pretty funny. So I think I did. See, the idea, I guess, with TikTok is you got to do hashtags, so when people search those hashtags, they find your video.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I did hashtag the 1975, hashtag dancing baby, hashtag hot mom.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hot mom. That'll get you some views. How many views are you up to?
Well, likes. There's zero hearts. There's zero around the hearts, but I just joined.
Okay.
So.
Finally got a move-in date for my new house show. I am officially moving out.
Hey, congratulations.
Ashton. And, yeah, moving to Plaza Midwood.
So we can talk about it now? Did you give your notice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can talk about it whenever you want to.
Okay. When are you moving in?
Next Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it started packing?
Like, I'm immediately leaving here. I got to stop by the real estate office to ask to get some guidance on an issue. And then, this whole transaction has been nothing but an issue. Then I'm going
You'll
to
find your way
thank you.
To a home.
Then I'm going to go to Office Max. And I'm going to get one of those big old bubble wrap things so I can wrap everything, do my. Because I have found, and maybe I need to do a purge, but I found that I have a lot of free cups.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Random free cups. And I'm like, maybe it's time for me to get rid of some of the cup situation. Like, I'm never going to have 50 people over at one time drinking. Like, why do I need that many cups? I really only need maybe 6, maybe 10.
You got like 100 Kiss cups?
I got like Kiss cups. I got Mountain Dew cups. I got bar cups, brewery cups.
You don't think you'll ever have people over where it's like...
Well, if I have a bunch of people over, I feel like I'm going to get plastic.
Yeah, he'll buy a pack of Red Solo cups.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't imagine...
I love those, Roy. I have cups from... different
Dallas
stadiums
too.
I've been to, like when I lived out in California, I have cups from the like San Francisco Giants game, Oakland A's, 49ers. When I lived in Tennessee, I got like Memphis Grizzlies, the Tennessee Titans, and Amanda knows that those cups are off limits. I also have a cup from like the 1993 Montvale Fire Department Super Pumper wet down with all like the cool restaurants from my local hometown in New Jersey on it, and she knows that she can't throw that away.
That's pretty cool.
I've had that for like 50 years.
I wait until Dallas is out of town and I get rid of them like one by one.
That's so mean.
That's kind of funny though. I don't know, man. I have so many. And then like I was going through my pots and pans. I have a crap ton of that. And you're like, I only need one big fry pan, one or two. I don't need so many.
Yes, you do.
What?
Yes.
I'm not fixing food for, well, why would I need so many?
Because when you're trying to fix like, I run into this a lot now when I'm cooking for more than two people. Like my chicken takes up a whole pan, and then like maybe I'm making like Szechuan green beans or something, and I need a whole other thing so that all the food's done at the same time so that it's all hot when I put it on the table.
Yeah, I know, but I guess like I have like three frying pans, three or four frying pans, and then I have like two big pots.
You have a big stovetop in your new place?
Just normal.
Okay.
It ain't. Yeah, no.
I mean, sometimes you get multiple things going on the stovetop. But yeah, toss them out, dude. You know what? Throw them out, and if you need more, you buy more.
That's what I think I'm going to go to Purge.
Purge, buddy. Purge.
But we're trying to book the movers and do all that.
Yeah.
Like, my couches I'm throwing away because they're ruined.
So you got new stuff for...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Callie, your dog to ruin.
Yeah, well, we bought that extended warranty.
How extended?
On the dog?
You are funny, Loren.
Yeah. No, extended warranty on the furniture. And, like, the guy told me, he's like, it doesn't cover any things with dogs. Just make sure you don't have a dog.
Yeah, good. You know? I don't. Uh-huh. I have a cat. It's built like a dog.
Yeah. So, no, we bought our furniture last night. And,
well, congrats, dude. Know, that's awesome news.
We still got a ton more to buy. We got to buy a whole master suite.
Are we going to do a fill the bar?
Well, so Sterling and I was talking about that, and we don't know who would show up.
You are crazy, Roy. You think you have no friends.
Honest to God, we don't know. But you guys would show up, and yeah. Your significant others. And,
under protest,
and, like,
but
we
yeah.
know you would. Like, you guys are our friends, and I know that. But outside y'all, but see, I guess, like, whenever I'm thinking of you guys, it's like a family thing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're all just getting together. I don't know. Like,
well, Elena could come and her friend Allie. That's two more.
Okay.
But then Cash is going to come and he might kick Callie.
Love it. Big fan of that.
He'll tear up your couch.
That's awesome.
Did you at least buy a couch that Callie can't destroy?
What do you mean that she can't? Well, we bought cloth. We got rid of. We're not doing leather.
Okay.
We're getting away from leather. Leather.
And buddy, what about your pilot friend and his boyfriend?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll venture out to Plaza Midwood. They're South End boys, but maybe.
But you're having a party, though. And by the way, that is a convenient relationship. That's a convenient friendship because you guys live in the same building. That might go away.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you
got to
maintain that if you want. If not, it's going to go away.
And we barely can maintain it now. And they live in the same building.
Have you seen any of the neighbors that live in your neighborhood that maybe you can invite and say, hey.
No, yeah, they look scary. I don't want to talk to them.
Roy.
I don't want to talk to them. They look scary.
That's profiling.
It is profiling.
Profiler, right?
The guy the one guy, he keeps a car that has been totaled in his driveway, and I have questions.
Maybe he can't afford to have a towed.
It's an eyesore. I'll tow it for him.
I remember when I was a kid, I lived up the street from a gas station, and me and my friends would ride our bikes up to the gas station, and that's where they would tow cars that were in car accidents. And, like, I had no heart. I had no sense of what was going on. I just thought it was cool. But, like, now that I look back on it.
That someone had a really bad day.
Dude, there was blood. We would be like, oh, look, the blood.
Oh,
that's
no. Awful.
Yeah, and we'd be like, oh, what's that smell? And, like, the smell is, like, of, like, you know, organs and stuff.
Because
they wouldn't clean the cars out. They would just tow them there. It was like
not.
A junkyard,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, I was talking to my friend about this the other day, and that was so funny. I texted him. I go, remember when we used to go look at old cars that were in accidents? He goes, yeah, dude, there would be blood everywhere, and we just wouldn't care. We'd think it was cool.
And that's so sad.
It really is. But we were, you know, 10, 11 years old. What do we know?
God, I hope you didn't touch anything.
No, I probably did.
You probably.
I remember, sit in it. That's hilarious.
Oh.
Honk the horn, the lighter fluid, the washed. Anyway. You get the idea. That's a good TikTok.
No, we're moving. We're doing the whole thing. I got to call all the utilities, get switched over, do all that.
Oh, it's a pain, but.
And then on top of that, we're hosting Thanksgiving at my new house.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought you were hosting Christmas at the new house.
And I thought you didn't have a dining room table.
No, I do.
I thought you said you didn't.
No,
he has a table. He doesn't have a turkey.
Oh, okay.
I don't have my breakfast nook. Well, I'll have my table for my breakfast nook. I won't have my chairs.
Where are you ordering your turkey from?
Well, I found out that nobody wants a turkey for my Thanksgiving.
What?
That was my reaction. So they're like, yeah, we wouldn't eat that. Stone's like, I don't really like it. My mom and dad doesn't like it.
What the hell are you going to make?
Ham is going to be the centerpiece.
Oh, okay. I guess I can get down with that.
Your fam's coming down too?
Yeah.
And Papa Roy Brown Sr. is going to be okay with no turkey at Thanksgiving?
He's the one who told me.
Wow. So your family and Sterling's family are getting together?
Well, I don't know about Sterling's family. There is a chance. It is up in the air. But not for certain.
Oh, I thought you just said Sterling's family.
No, it's definitely our family. His sister may come down, and if his sister comes down, the parents may feel compelled to come. And I'm like, Sterling, what do you think is going to happen with my dad and your dad? Like, what
kind of... That'd be cool.
Well, they're almost...
I know.
They're almost too similar.
I know.
They're almost too similar, and, like, that makes me think, like, they wouldn't get along.
Like, my dad is, you know, some older white people are a certain way, but my dad is, like, he talks a big game, but he's very respectful to everybody he meets, you know?
Yeah, and that would be my dad's thing. He'd be afraid he's going to say something stupid, so he'll just be quiet the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, but then that makes everyone awkward.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, but we're doing
things. Well, get your dad a container. That's what we talked about with Nicole today.
A container house?
Yeah.
I like how you brought it back to the show.
He can stay in the container in the back.
Yeah. He could. I have a shed. Just put him out there.
He'd probably be happy.
He probably would.
Yeah, look at your fancy home, Roy. By the way, Roy's family is awesome. His mom and dad.
Yeah, I love them to death.
So let's talk about the last thing. The big news that came out on the show today. Lorraine and I will be handcuffed together for 24 hours next Thursday, November 21st.
I can't believe that's next Thursday already.
And it's all because our bad football bets that we took.
And evidently, I'm a football king.
I don't know. I think I got roosted.
We picked high school football teams all season long, and whichever two people had the worst record at the end had to be handcuffed together for 24 hours. I went a horrible 7-5, and Lorraine, you went 8-7-2.
Yeah.
No, that can't be right. You went 10-2.
10-2.
Yeah, 10-2. But I didn't realize that the team that I had picked, they were playing in the first round of the playoffs. Like, that was a playoff game already,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. But they still lost.
Yeah, well, they were supposed to win. That's the thing.
I know, like, the other team, like, if you looked at the stats, it was set up for the other team to lose.
Yeah, it was like, South Point was like a 10-1 record, and then Greer was like
4-7 or something. Yeah.
It was something, like, ridiculous. I was like, oh, this is a sure bet. Yeah.
Well, you and I will be handcuffed together. Now, over the course of the next week, we've got to decide what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. I mean, my guess is that we'll get like some funny pink fluffy handcuffs and handcuff ourselves. And then you'll have to come over here on this side, I guess. Or I'll go on that side and Roy will have to run the board for the day.
Yeah.
Or Nicole can.
I would think, either maybe Nicole or Roy. Because the way the studio is set up is Manny has a screen on both sides.
I can't do hands. Like, yeah. I can't do it handcuffed. You'll have to turn the mics on and off with me, which would be pretty funny, but
I don't think there's enough room on that side for both of us
to
fit.
No, there's probably not.
I think you should try it just to be funny.
We'll do it. And then I think we should also leave and go somewhere that morning.
Do a stunt?
Live on the air. Yeah, we'll call in.
Should run through a wall together.
I'm thinking we should go somewhere and be like, hey, do you have a key? My wife and I, you know. Whatever, that's none of your business, really, but...
We got stuck?
Yeah, we're...
Just get the reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Things got a little out of hand.
Yeah, things got a little out of hand. So we'll do that. We'll do lunch together. Then you'll have to come to my house. I'll have to go to your house. Like, I don't even want to think of the logistics. It's going to be such a pain in the ass. Who's driving home?
Oh, I think you should drive.
Yeah?
Well, it depends... Are we going to be able to, like, switch hands? Like, switch
Well, the
cups?
Other thing, too, is that, like, we'll have to make a list. We'll also need breaks for, like, bathroom.
Yeah.
You'll need a break.
How's the sleeping arrangements going to work? Someone's on the floor and someone's arms dangling.
I have a trundle bed. Is it a trundle bed?
Trundle.
Trundle bed?
Uh-huh.
So that might work.
What's Maybe. That? What is that?
Lorraine, explain what a trundle bed is.
A trundle bed is like a bed under a bed. So you can pull it out
like
and somebody still has a mattress.
Why do those exist?
For the kids and
it's
stuff.
It's perfect
sleepovers.
For the kids' room, yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. There's a mattress on top, then the other one closes like a drawer or comes out. So I can sleep like that and Lorraine can sleep on the trundle.
That's probably what you're going to have to do.
What if my arm's going to lose circulation?
You have to be waking up.
Yeah.
Well, you got 24 hours to be handcuffed.
And we'll do a ton of Instas and just release them throughout the night, stuff like that, go live for a little bit. So that's our torture. It's our hell. And then I guess Friday at 6:35, we'll click them open. Who's going to hold the key?
I will.
Oh, you can't hold the key. You're not going to be with us the whole time. Oh, don't lose the key.
I won't. Trust me, I will not lose the key.
You put it around your necklace.
Okay.
All right.
I already have a handcuff key.
You have handcuffs?
What is it, like a master key?
No, one handcuff key fits all.
That can't be right, Ryan.
It is right. That's why officers are really big about searching you. It's not only for weapons, but make sure you don't have any keys.
Really?
Yeah, and there's no different types of handcuff keys.
Huh. You know that. That's like Caterpillar. Caterpillar equipment, there's one key that starts all the cat equipment.
Yeah.
Bulldozers and stuff. I have one.
In case you need to start one.
I worked for a company and I got one and I'm like, I'm keeping this just in case somebody parks a bulldozer and I can't get out. I'll have the key.
Yeah. So same thing with handcuff keys.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Well, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody. Thanks for listening and make sure you download our daily podcast where you get the MRL show commercial and music free on the Kiss95.1 app or Kiss95.1.com. See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.